If you would like to follow along in our Bible reading tonight, I'm going to read from Psalm 19, a passage I'd like to share some thoughts from in just a few minutes. And when I complete the reading of Psalm 19, I wonder if you would be willing to share a testimony of thanksgiving. I can share one, or probably many, but I'll share one or two. And you as well, please. Don't be shy, we're all among family and friends here. Psalm 19. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows His handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them He has set a tabernacle for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices like a strong man to run its race. Its rising is from one end of heaven, and its circuit to the other end, and there is nothing hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Thanksgiving. I'll share a couple of things with you tonight. I was struck. Well, I've been thinking about Thanksgiving a lot lately, and as obviously with the preaching on Sunday, thinking how it is such a help to us to keep us on the right track. Thanksgiving is a basic Christian virtue, really a basic. Should be a basic human virtue, but it has fallen by the wayside all too quickly in human history. Those folks at the beginning who knew God became unthankful, the Bible says, and did not recognize Him as God. But Thanksgiving is such an important part of our lives, and trying to teach our children that, it's a hard thing to teach. You have to model it, but it's a very important virtue for us to have. I was thinking today, especially of Thanksgiving, I bring you greetings and love from Pastor Sachs and his wife. I saw them both today at Celine Evangelical Home. And the reason I'm mentioning this as far as a Thanksgiving testimony is that Pastor Sachs is not at all well, and it would do some of us a lot of good to see, I'm thinking especially of young people, to see somebody struggle like he is now, to be thankful for being able to get up in the morning, to feel like getting out of bed, not only to feel like getting out of bed, but to be able to get out of bed, which he is unable to do pretty much. I mean, he got up a little bit this morning and declared victory that he was able to move one foot in front of the other 12 times. And how many numbers are on your counter for steps today? A lot, more than 12. And of course, that was with the help of, you know, all the equipment. And so just to see him there, unable to get up and use the facilities himself and that sort of thing is difficult for him, but also reminded me of how much there is to be thankful for. We complain about the smallest, dumbest things. But he was bright and fairly cheerful, talking about the things of God, and I was able to read Psalm 20 with him and pray together and see Mrs. Sachs as well. Mrs. Sachs also is a great illustration of how much we have to be thankful for. She has not been getting good sleep lately because she's been coughing so much. Gets the terrible coughing fits. She has something wrong with her sinuses that's going to be treated by surgery in a couple of days, maybe not this coming week, but the next. And so it's just a real struggle for them at 89, I think, and 90, almost 92 years old. So almost 90 years old and 92. So great cause for thanksgiving for us. Just the fact that you're here. Thank God. And I thank God for all of you, for each one. You all have a special place for me in my heart and in the place of this ministry and the things that you do, ministries that you carry on, and the concerns that you have in your heart. I know all of you have those, and I know many of what those are. Not all of them, of course, but God has been good to us to put us in a family together and to allow us to serve and worship Him together in these days, in this past year. We are thankful that God has taken a number of us home to be with Himself. Recently we had my grandmother's passing, and Mr. Lori, you recall, and Gail Dix and our sister Mrs. Beard are not able to be with us in Thanksgiving this year, but they're thanking God in a better place, and so in heaven we thank God for that as well. If I may, let me turn your attention to Psalm 19. Psalm 19. I want to just share with you three reasons that I am thankful for the Bible. So tonight, we want to focus on being thankful for God's Word. This Thanksgiving, I give thanks to God for the Bible. The Word of God is a precious resource that we have, and I thank Him for it because, number one, it teaches me how to understand the world. If you look at verses 1 through 6 in Psalm 19, you'll see that the psalmist is focusing on what we call in theology general revelation. Revelation, disclosure of God to man, through the creation as the vehicle or means or instrument of that revelation. And that is generally to all mankind, and it's generally about God. It's not specific. It doesn't tell us about a lot of things that we need to know or would like to know about God, but it does tell us about Him. And so the Bible teaches us how to understand the world. I say that because even though God has displayed Himself in the majestic creation above and in the heart of man and in the smallest things and the largest things that you can look at in the universe, it still requires God's Word that we understand those things properly. I can prove this to you by saying that the vast majority of people in the world misunderstand the revelation of God when they look at all of those things. They see them differently than you and I do. They don't see the God of the Bible there. They see maybe evolution or deism or some other thing. They see a pantheon of gods, the sun god and the moon god and all of those things. They see it much differently than we do. We need the Bible to help us to interpret the meaning of what we see, because there's no speech in the general revelation. There's no language. Their voice is not heard. The information is distributed across the globe. The sun goes everywhere. Everyone sees the sun on the earth at one time or another, and so on. The heavens do declare the glory of God, but the Bible helps us to make sure we get the message straight. But I'm also thankful that the Bible teaches us not how to understand only general revelation in the creation, but it also teaches us how to understand every other aspect of the world besides the inanimate creation. When I say understand, I mean the Bible doesn't teach us about chemistry or about mathematics or about the sciences or those things specifically like you do when you open up your textbook in a college class. In other words, the Bible does not teach every detail of every subject. But the Bible, although it does not teach every detail, it touches every detail. And the reason I say that is because if you don't understand the Scriptures and the God of the Bible, then you don't have the big picture. And you might study chemistry, like our brother is doing, or some other science, or some other subject, or politics, or law, or whatever, but if you don't understand it in the proper context in which it exists, that context that is that God created all things, that He did so in 6 days, that He did so recently, that the world was flooded out, that He judged evil, that He will come again, that Jesus died for your sins. If you don't understand your subject matter in that context, you're misunderstanding it. And so I'm thankful for the Bible because it teaches me how to understand every aspect of the world. It puts them in proper context, whether it's human nature, whether it's crime, politics, religion, love, law, medicine, or any other subject for that matter. I can only properly understand it and properly use it to honor God if I have the Scriptures to guide me in those subjects and in that endeavor to honor Him. So the Bible teaches me how to understand the world, and I thank God for that. I also thank God that the Bible teaches me how to live with Him. In verses 7 through 11, the Scripture gives us a number of key words. Let me just list them for you. Conversion, restoration it could be as well, wisdom, joy, illumination, purification, proper desire, and warning. So the Bible gives us all of those things to help us to live right with God. Conversion, how could we miss that? The power of the gospel that converts me. You have been born again by the Word of God. I am thankful that the Bible teaches me how to live with God in regard to conversion. The Bible gives us wisdom. Look at verse number 7. At the first part of that is the law of the Lord is perfect, converting or restoring the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. I have been impressed over the years meeting saints who feel like, man, Ann Arbor is just not the place for me. It's too much education around here. I mean, the air is too refined. I've been impressed with folks that are not educated in the worldly sense who have such wisdom in their minds and in their hearts because they have been close to the testimonies of the Lord. Makes wise the simple. In Psalm 119:99, it says that the person who is instructed in the law of God is wiser than his teachers. And that is the case. Some of you have experienced that, and you go to college class, your teacher is not very wise. He may be smart. He may know a lot in the subject of which he speaks, but he's not necessarily wise. The Scriptures give us joy as well. Verse 8, the statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. I'm thankful for that. Like in Nehemiah chapter 8, when you grab a hold of a portion of God's Word and you understand it, that causes joy in your heart. Look at that. Nehemiah, not now, but afterwards. Nehemiah 8:12. They went off with joy because they understood the words that were spoken to them. The joy that comes from the Word of God. Then you have illumination. The eyes are enlightened. The Word of God brings truth. It brings light into your life and enables you to see more truth. The entrance of your Word gives light. The Scriptures teach us, Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It is that which illuminates the eyes. Otherwise, we'd have dark eyes, darkened eyes. You know, when the Bible says that there are blinders over those that believe not, even in the current reading of the Old Testament, Paul says they just cannot understand it because their eyes are darkened, their minds are darkened. And the Word of God brings light. The Word also, I'm thankful here, gives purification. If you look there at verse 9, the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Boy, clean and pure. You want to be pure? No better way than to be in the Word of God. It will purify you. It will cleanse you. Like the washing of water by the Word, which initially cleanses at salvation, will continue to cleanse as we go day by day. It's also a desirable thing, the Word of God is. I'm thankful for that. More desired than gold or honey. I wonder how thankful we are for God's Word. Compare how thankful you are for God's Word with how thankful you were for your meal today, tonight. The sweet dessert, the honey, the food, the substance, the meat, the soup that we had, the sandwiches. And also, how thankful are you for the Word of God compared to how thankful you are for your 401k, for your retirement account, for your bank account, for your checkbook, for your money, for your station in life? More to be desired are they, the law, the testimonies, the statutes, the commandments, the judgments of the Lord, more desirable than gold and more desirable than the finest food is the Word of God. I'm thankful that it teaches us how to live for God that way. And also the Bible gives us warning. How many of you could say with me, God's Word has warned me away from many foolish paths? I haven't followed its warning every time. Should have. But it certainly has kept me away from many physical and spiritual dangers. So I'm thankful for the Word of God because it helps me to understand the world. It helps me to walk rightly with God. And it also helps to teach me that God is the one who helps me to be holy. So I'm thankful that the Bible teaches me that God helps me to be holy. Look at the last verses of our passage this evening in chapter 19, verse 12. Who can understand his errors? No one. I cannot know my own sin myself, unaided by divine revelation. I need God's intervention for that, through the Bible, informing my mind and my conscience so that I might know what is really right and what is really wrong. And so the psalmist praises God here, asks God really to cleanse him from secret faults. You know, even if you could know your own sin yourself, by the way, the Bible says our hearts are deceitful and wicked, and who can know them? Only God really knows the depths of our sinfulness. But let's suppose that we knew exactly, fully, completely how bad we were in our sin. Could you do anything about it? The Bible says, cleanse me from secret faults. Cleanse me. I cannot cleanse myself from any sin, whether I know about it or not. I need God to do that for me. I need Christ's blood to wash away my sin. Oh yes, we have the mode or method of confession. But confessing doesn't do any cleansing, does it? God does the cleansing. And so that's a real important reminder. I'm thankful for God's Word because it teaches me that I cannot cleanse myself from sin. Also, the Word says to me that I cannot keep myself from sin. I can't know how bad it is. I can't cleanse myself from it. And I can't resolve, okay, I'm not going to sin anymore today or tomorrow or the rest of the week. No, I can't keep myself from sin. God must help me to do that. Otherwise, I would fall into many sins and even, not just say accidentally, but I would probably purposefully walk down those paths of sin unless God kept me from them through those warnings. And then in verse 14, the Bible adds, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. What's he saying here? God, I want my mouth, the words, and my meditation of my heart to be acceptable to you. I can't do that unless you answer this prayer. I can't do it myself. I cannot praise God acceptably. I need God's power to do that. So I cannot know my own sin. I cannot cleanse my own sin. I cannot keep myself from sin. And I cannot praise God acceptably. The Word of God teaches me all of that and helps me to know that I need God's power, intervention, help, assistance to do any and all of those sorts of things. So tonight, as we think about Thanksgiving, we're thankful for the physical blessings. We're thankful for each other. We're thankful for God and for Christ. And we're thankful for the Holy Spirit. And we're thankful for the Word of God, which teaches us how to understand the world, how to walk with God, and it teaches us about how we can deal with sin and how we can be helped in the road, a path of holiness. And so that's the word tonight that I wanted to share with you. I am thankful for God's word, and I hope you are too. Think about that and put that into practice. May God be honored as we have honored His word. He has placed His word in a very honorable position. One passage says, "I've exalted my word even above my own name." And it's because it's God's word that we appreciate it and follow it.